Time for Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero folks. And some of our local heroes are not farmers per se, but are foragers. Would that be an appropriate way to describe you? Willie Crosby from Hadley, from Fungi Ally, a mushroom purveyor?
I walk the line.
Johnny Cash kind of guy.
Exactly.
Because you're mine.
Not dressed in black, though. We both forage and cultivate. Do both.
Mushrooms.
So Mother Nature and human nature using both.
Yeah, combined forces.
I know a lot of the mushroom folks around here are really protective of where they go find their fungi. Is that the same for you?
No, we love having people come along and show them the different spots and teaching people how to identify what to eat, what not to eat.
Now, you said fungi ally. I usually say fungi.
You can go either way. You know, if you're in the know, you might say
fungi. So then it'd be fungi agai?
I'm usually a fungi, so I would go that way. All right, so you've got mushrooms here with you right now. First of all, mushrooms are so amazing looking. They look like they belong on another planet, even though we've never found any living things on any other planet.
Well, we haven't landed yet on Pluto, Monty.
Well, we did a flyby and
we did.
It's looking good.
It's looking good for mushrooms.
Got Mordor up at the top of Charon, its largest moon. That's a whole
other story. Ice mountains, everything.
Anyway, that's the different segment. What mushrooms do you have in front of you?
So we have two that we cultivate here. The first one is oyster mushrooms, really tasty, dense, meaty mushroom. Mm-hmm. And the second one is shiitake, also really good, kind of smells vanilla-y and has a rich umami flavor. The third one.
Explain what umami is for people that don't remember.
Woodsy and full and like maybe meaty.
I love umami. And the third kind of mushroom you brought?
So the third here is black trumpets. And these are foraged mushrooms. People don't know how to cultivate them. And they smell amazing, like a big bouquet of flowers.
If you can grow mushrooms, why do you even need to forage for some?
Fungi are pretty complex, and there's some that just we don't know how to cultivate. Most of them are in our mycorrhizal fungi, so they grow in association with living trees, whereas a lot of the mushrooms we cultivate are saprophytes, so they grow on dead material like sawdust or straw.
And you just don't have the right kind of living trees to get the kind of mushrooms you want to grow on those trees.
Well, it's hard to, say, grow a living tree and then inoculate the roots and try and get this fungus to grow, so it's just a whole process that's really difficult to mimic.
Because does it come up from the roots when it grows on trees? Or is it, I always assumed there was like some sort of fungi on the bark and that's where it comes from, but it goes all the way down deep.
Yeah, so the mycelium's actually growing into the roots and it helps the roots get nutrients and water. And in exchange, it gets sugars from the plant. And when they fruit, when these mycorrhizal mushrooms fruit, they make little fruiting bodies that we can come and pick and eat and enjoy.
And it's a symbiotic relationship with the living tree?
Yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship, and about 90% of plants have that relationship. So when you go into a forest, 90% of those trees, those plants, will have fungus attached to their roots. Really helpful, and that's a big proponent in like no-till agriculture, is you're not plowing and killing all these organisms, but actually letting them be, and this helps the plants gather more nutrients, resist drought.
And so now, did you say when you're cultivating, you're using sawdust and things of that nature to grow them on, or what else do you use?
Yeah, so we get sawdust from Lashway Lumber, just right up in Williamsburg,
right,
and add in some wheat bran, some lime, and that's what we grow our shiitakes off of. It's a pretty clean process. We do it in a lab, and so we have to sterilize the media, and then in a flow hood, which is pumping clean air, we put a little bit of mycelium into the substrate, and just like a teaspoon, say, in a 5-pound bag. And then over the course of 2 months, the mycelium grows out, and we move it into our fruiting room, and the mushrooms pop.
Willie Crosby from Hadley and Fungi Ally, or Fungi Ally. Now, you guys are having a workshop this weekend.
Yeah, so it's a 2-day workshop. It's really diving deep into the fungal realm and just exploring all the different ways that we can ally with the fungal kingdom. Growing mushrooms, you know, from start to finish, going out in the wild, picking a mushroom, cloning it, growing out that mycelium, expanding it, and then fruiting mushrooms from it.
Are you really an ally if you're killing and eating them?
Yeah, but we're expanding them. We're not just killing them. And actually, even if you pick the mushroom, the mycelium's still there. So the mushroom isn't the whole...
It's like immortal then.
It's just going to keep going. You know, the mushroom's like the apple on a tree, and the mycelium's like the tree. So when you pick the fruit, the mycelium's still there.
Most of us just eat one or two varieties of mushrooms or fungi, and we're just putting it in our salads, or maybe once in a while we get a portobello burger or something. How many varieties are there, and why do you think we haven't pulled all this creative food source into our diet?
So actually, the three common mushrooms in the grocery store are one species, Agaricus bisporus. So the white button, brown cremini, and portobello. All the same species, same mushroom, just different varieties. And there's actually 7,000 species of edible mushrooms.
Wow.
Right? So when we say, when someone says mushrooms, there's so many more species than that little bit that you find in the store.
But some of them are dangerous and can kill you if you eat them. Are those around here?
We have those 7,000 edible species. There's about 30 deadly in the world.
Okay, and I like those odds.
Yeah, pretty good odds. And about two that grow around here.
So if you want to get deep into the fungi with Willie Crosby from Fungi Ally or Fungi Ally, depending on how you want to say it, that its workshop is this weekend. It's already pretty much filled up, but if there's some empty spaces left, what do people do if they want to sign up?
Go to our website, fungially.com.
And if I can't get to that, I can still go to the Amherst or Greenfield Saturday markets and just buy the mushrooms there, right?
Yeah, you can buy the mushrooms there or at the River Valley Market or the Greenfields Co-op or All Things Local in Amherst. And we do other workshops throughout the year and each
You'd
and every
year.
You'd
be able to grow your own mushrooms of all stripes. Medicinal mushrooms you mentioned as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
those aren't the shamanistic kind of medicinal mushrooms.
No, we don't grow any of those.
Sure
teach people how to.
You don't, Willie. You seem pretty zen. Just kidding. Willie Crosby from Hadley from Fungi Ally and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.